Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is the Buzz Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show. We are the number one talk show on Facebook, having reached over 70,000 listeners to date. You can always call the show if you want to speak your mind. You got some splaining to do. You can call the show at 646-595-4802. If you want to email because you're a player and you don't want your voice out there on the airwaves, you can always email. You can email beonthebuzz at yahoo.com. Today, my guest is fabulous. She's fabulous. That's what gay people used to say. They used to go, fabulous. And she is that and more. Welcome to the show, Dunya Antunes. Hello, Dunya.
Hello, Ace. Hello. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastica. When you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really, really good. What is going on in your world?
Oh, my goodness. Just busy. Just like I am every day. Yes, busy.
Busy's good. People always make a point about saying they're busy. Now, when they're not busy, they don't make a point about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to be busy. You want to be busy, right?
We want to get busy, yes. We're happy when we're busy.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Making money when we're busy, right?
Well, but yeah, okay. So, sure, why not? And so you're busy because you started your own entrepreneurial business. You're an entrepreneur, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So I started Fab Spa Parties about like 8 years ago, and it's a spa. I'm an esthetician.
Okay.
I've been an esthetician 8 years, and we do a lot of waxing and facials and makeup, and then I went into like hair and makeup on location and photo shoots and magazine launch parties and all that stuff because I kind of got bored being at the spa. So I'm
nice.
Going more into like, yeah, I'm going more into like the beauty side of my aesthetics, you know? So
mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing most of my time now. I spend most of my days doing photo shoots and on location makeup, different weddings, quinceañeras, you know, different things like that.
Now, this is your sole business, though, right? Like, it's not like you don't work at Hardee's in the daytime and then do this at night. This is all you do, right? This is your bread and butter.
Yeah, this is all I do. Yeah, this is all I do.
Is that a hard business to launch?
You know, at the beginning it is because it's actually a referral business kind of, and it takes a little longer to build. So it's been taking me about 3-4 years now.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, you know, even if I have to do one client at a time and just build my business, and that's what I've been doing for the last 4 years. So, but finally I see all my hard work paying off, you know?
You're seeing it starting to pay off. Now, you also, doing it not to put your business on the street, but you also, you help other people launch their own esthetician cosmetology style businesses too, right?
Yes, I help other professionals launch their, some of them are hairstylists, estheticians, makeup artists, models and photographers. So I have, I also founded a meetup group. It's called Las Vegas Beauty Agents. And we're a team of beauty professionals, and we collaborate, and we do a lot of different events together. And, you know, we just inspire each other to work hard and gain new clients and gain new business. And we do a lot of different events together where we get together and meet each other and just try to find better ways of doing our business and, you know, gaining more clients and having fun at the same time. Yeah.
Now, which do you consider harder? Is it harder to build your own business or harder to help other people build their business?
Well, you know, I think that when you start collaborating with other people, it's easier to build your business because they're helping you too at the same time. So I think it is harder for myself to build my business by myself. So, and I think when you start helping other people, they start helping you. So you actually work together, and I think you build faster.
Yeah, like they say, it takes teamwork to make the dream work. You know, and
exactly.
That's, they don't say that,
yeah.
And they don't say that just because it rhymes. That's actually true. Would you agree with that?
It's so true. Oh, it's so true. My goodness, yeah.
So, what do you do with your team? Like, do you get together once a week and say, "Now, look here, y'all. Here's the goals," and like, what do you do to keep the team moving? You know.
Together, actually, I have a lot of different events that I do. I put, like. All about beauty events, luncheons, we do breakfast, we do art galleries, you know, fashion shows. So we gather together at a certain venue, and that's where we meet each other. Sometimes we know each other, sometimes we're strangers because of that meetup group. You could just go online, and if you're interested in fashion, models, photography, you know, fashion designing, anything like that, then you would join my group. So it's a lot of fun to meet new people that have the same interest, you know, in your kind of work. So that's what I do. I put it together. I put an event together, and we meet up for the first time, or maybe we already know each other, and then we start talking about business, and then all of a sudden, next week, you're booked for a fashion shoot.
You're
booked for, you know, makeup services, and it's just good. It's good business for me. I like it because that's how I gain clients.
And you're good at it. You're networking on lots of different levels. Like, I want people to know that. Like, you're tapped into the beauty pageants, like you said, the quesadillas, you know, who knows, staying alive.
The
wedding. I mean, you're covering all of it. All your bases are covered.
Yes, you know what? Whatever I'm interested in, that's what I go and do. Like, you know, I'm interested in beauty and fitness, beauty and wellness, beauty and politics. You know, whatever I want to learn, that's what I want to do. And there's beauty in everything. So, I mean, everybody needs, you know, image consulting at every level, every business.
Sure.
So, right? So why not? And I just enjoy what I do and if they want to follow me around to different events, and I think everybody that does actually has a lot of fun meeting new and exciting people. And from there, you know, depending on what kind of business you have, we could connect each other, definitely.
Now, that's very interesting. Here's the thing. How important is beauty and fitness? Now, before you answer, because I know you're going to say what you normally say, think about it for a second. The reason I asked you that is because only humans are all wrapped up in beauty and fitness. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't see a certain species of fox going to a certain part of the woods and getting their hair did and then coming back and saying to the other foxes, like, yo, check me out. Look at my mane. You know what I'm saying? So the question remains, so how important is beauty and fitness? I mean, really.
It is. You're judge within the 5 seconds that you walk into any place. You walk into a restaurant, you walk into a, you know, a meeting room, you are judged no matter what. We're humans, and we're, that's just the way it is, and you can't change it. So if you can't change it, why not put the best version of yourself out there?
Yeah, now, is that only ego speaking, though? Like, are we doing stuff just because we want other people's validation, though? Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
No.
Is that really? No.
You do it for yourself. You know, you do it for yourself, and you figure out what makes you you and enhance yourself, and why not? I mean, why do you think plastic surgery is a big industry?
Well,
don't you think it's important?
Well, that's the question. Is it important, or are people just vain?
It is.
It's important.
They are.
It's important.
It's very important.
Interesting.
It's very important.
So, Dunya, I know some people with what I'll call low self-esteem, okay? Would working with you help them build their self-esteem?
Yes, because we are going to find out what makes them happy from inside, because we are going to be around other people that they could actually become friends with, you know? And then usually we have, you know, like some of my friends, they're doctors, lawyers, fashion designers. You know, we go into different kind of industries, and you never know. I mean, somebody might be suffering just from being lonely, and all of a sudden they have a new friend, and a new friend is going to help them feel better about themselves. And they start working out, and then all of a sudden now they have a nicer body. You lose a couple of weight, and now you want to go and, you know, change the way you look, and it just trickles down, you know. You become someone else because you feel better about yourself. So everything's about image. Everything's about how you feel about yourself.
Now, I'm curious because I do know some doctors and lawyers, and when I think of those people, like politicians, doctors, lawyers, preachers, these people, in my opinion, they're pretty self-aware. They seem to have some pretty good self-esteem. But are you saying, like, you still meet some of those people who are successful, driving a nice car and living a nice house?
Yes.
Maybe have some self-esteem? Really?
They do,
really?
Yes. They do. Especially, of course, women, you know. They're in lawyers and doctors, and they still need us because I've spoken to a lot of different women, and we start talking about beauty, they have no clue because they don't know how to, you know, they just don't know how to put themselves together. And so they need women like myself. And that's when we come together, we become friends, and, you know, we kind of combine our services. I might need their services, so I put them into my contact, and then they put me on their contact, and that's how we generate each other's business too, you know. So I find it very easy when I go to places, and I always find a common ground where we're both excited about the conversation, and I inspire her, and she inspires me. So.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've built your business on when I used to go to sales seminars, they used to always say this, you know, build your business on a why, which is what they would say. So don't start business because you want to make money, because that's not going to motivate you. When the times are hardest, you're going to need to have your business built on a why. And it sounds like that's what you've done. Like you've built your business you generally like helping people, it sounds like.
Right. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
That's what's every day, you know, I wake up in the morning and I know that I'm going to improve somebody's life. And so that's what motivates me.
Yeah, and that's a good motivator. I mean, that can keep you motivated through the day. If you know that you literally, like you just said, quote, if you are helping someone's life, I mean, what's a stronger motivation to keep going than that? No matter what you're going through yourself personally, you know you're helping someone else's life. That's a good thing.
Yeah, not only that, but you help somebody else's life, it helps you, your life, to improve. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel better about yourself. When you do that, when you give to others, you know, and not expect anything in return or anything like that. It's just you do it from the bottom of your heart, and you truly try to make them a little better than they were when you first met them.
That's awesome.
That's
and
what
now,
I like to do. I like to do that.
because we're humans, we like to feel that people have gone through the same type of thing that we're going through or have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your story that made you so motivated? Did you go through something? Did you have like a painful life experience that made you become this focused?
You know, no, I've always been like this. I've always helped all my friends around me ever since I could remember. You know, I've always tried to make them feel, you know, beautiful. My girlfriends and I always went out together, and I always gave them good beauty advice. I've always been like this. But now I realize that that's what motivates me and makes me happy. So I do it more now than before, because I didn't realize what I was doing before until now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I totally understand that that's what I've been doing the whole time in different venues of my life, you know?
And tell us more about the meetup. Like, when is the meetup happening? Because I'm sure a lot of people want to support this. They want to know, you know, how do they get involved in this? It sounds great.
How do you get involved into my meetup group? You just have to go on meetup.com and just search for LV Beauty Agents, and then just sign up, open an account, and sign up, and then they'll be on my email list. And then all my events will pop up, and then we could all meet each other at all the different venues that I do.
And
you know, we'll get to know each other and about each other's business.
And most people have a tendency towards cheap, I'll call it. So is this a free service? Is it free?
Yes. Yeah. You don't have to pay. Well,
oh,
I mean,
good.
If you have
oh,
to
good.
Pay, you just have to pay for your drinks and food, just like anywhere. You know, all the events that I do one with Yvette, you know, with the Cosmopolitan Connections, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to have one on Wednesday night at the Planet Hollywood at the PBR.
Mm-hmm.
Rock House, I believe it's called.
That's a rock.
So it's just
and
like
again,
that,
this,
you know. Yeah.
And again, it's
like
free.
That.
You don't need to sign up or register. You just come down and you're going to meet other like-minded, success-oriented people. Right?
Right.
And then that's how you get the ball going.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And just like Yvette did all that, you know, she started that, I don't know, 6 years ago or something like that, which is that's a great way to network and socialize and get your business out there, you know. And then you meet great friends. I love that. I mean, when I met her, I knew that that's what I like. And I like her events because of that. So I've been sponsoring events with her for the past year or so, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. It's very, very encouraging. I like it. I like it a lot. It's Dunya Antunes. Dunya, do you have any events you want to promote? You want to tell anybody about one in particular thing you're doing or something that's coming up?
Well, the one that's coming up with Yvette is this Wednesday, so I would love to see everybody at Planet Hollywood.
So this Wednesday
it starts at 7 to 9 p.m. Yeah, this Wednesday,
Nice. And this Wednesday is the big go down. You got to be 21 because there's going to be drinks served, and you can't bring your kids, but you don't want to bring your kids anyway because you want to network. You can't network with your kids hanging all on you, right? So that's what's up
right.
with that. And it's Dunya on the show today. Dunya, thank you so much for being my guest. I hope you will again come back, be on the show, let us know whatever you're working on all the time, okay?
Sounds perfect. Thank you, Ace.
It is my pleasure. It's Dunya Antunes. She's the owner of Fab Spa Parties. Check it out on Meetup. That's where you can find it. And everybody, have a great day.
Thank you.
Hush, not child. Just move on up toward your destination.
Take nothing less than the suffering best.